النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم gives بشارة للذين يأتون من بعده for his ummah that will come afterwards, after him. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said that I was with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as we sat, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Anbi'uni, tell me, Naba and Khabar. Amma yatasa'aloon, anin Naba illa azim. Naba is important information. Khabar is general. Naba. That's why Nabiullah, he informs what is very important. Anbi'uni. عَنِ النَّبَئِ الْعَظِيمِ. Tell me, whose iman is most virtuous? بِأَفْضَلِ أَهْلِ الْإِيمَانِ إِيمَانًا. So the Sahaba responded. Hazrat Umar said, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Malaika's iman is amazing. Al-Malaika. Imagine the iman. Glorious. Imagine the level of the iman. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are astonished at Malaika's iman. But what choice do they have? They have to have iman. Because rightfully so. يَحِقُّ لَهُمْ ذَلِكَ. What stops them from iman? وَمَا يُمْنَعُهُمْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. And Allah has given them such a position and a pedestal that Allah has placed them upon. الْمَنْزِلَ الَّتِي أَنْزَلَهُمْ بِهَا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there's others whose iman is more astonishing. بَلْ غَيْرُهُمْ. So Sahaba said, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it has to be the anbiya. Al-anbiya alladhina akramahumullah bi risalatihi wa nubuwa. Allah honored them with risala, with nubuwa, apostleship, messengership. Allah sent anbiya, Allah sent rusul. Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghifari's hadith, 124,000 anbiya, 313 or 15 were rusul among them. So anbiya alayhim as-salam. Rusul are senior than Anbiya alayhim as-salam. And the most senior of the Anbiya alayhim as-salam is Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. That is the sequence in which they came. But from the five ulul azmi min al-rusul, the greatest is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. So interestingly, when the Quran Sharif brings the five together, Quran Sharif brings them the four in sequence. But Allah brings Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first. In Surah Ahzab, وَمِنْكَ وَمِنْ نُوحٍ وَإِبْرَاهِيمٍ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمٍ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. In Surah Shura, Allah brings Nuh alayhi salam, and then Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the Anbiya alayhimu salam in sequence. So the greatest of the Anbiya alayhimu salam is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sahaba, you are astonished at their iman, but their level is the highest. But what's so amazing? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you're referring to the shuhada who gave their lives with the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they have to be like that because Allah honored them with martyrdom and they were with the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, bal ghayruhum, I refer to another people. You tell us, فَمَنْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَوْ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. You tell us, who are you referring to? Whose iman is most astonishing and most amazing? Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أَقْوَامٌ فِي أَصْلَابِ الرِّجَالِ. They are nations who are still in the loins of men. They haven't come yet. يَأْتُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. They will come after me. And in context, long after me, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِي وَلَمْ يَرَوْنِي. They will bring iman upon me without even physically seeing me. And they will confirm and have firm conviction in me. وَيُصَدِّقُونَنِي وَلَمْ يَرَوْنِي. They will find my book, الْوَرَقَ الْمُعَلَّقَ, the Quran Sharif, the honored book. They'll find the scriptures of the Quran and they'll practice it diligently. فَيَعْمَلُونَ بِمَا فِيهِ. So they will come long after me, but they will believe and have firm faith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sahaba, to me, their iman is astonishing. Anbiya alayhi, malaika's iman is there. They have great iman. Anbiya alayhi salam had the greatest of iman. Rusul and Anbiya. Those with the Anbiya alayhi salam have the highest level of iman. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was astonished, and he inspired Sahaba to be astonished with such people who haven't even seen him. Imagine Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is impressed by such people's iman. And in the report, Amr radiallahu anhu narrates from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أخبروني بأعظم الخلق عند الله منزلة يوم القيامة. So this report has a different wording. People will have a very, very great status. And another report of Musnad al-Imam Ahmad from Abu Umama Bahili, radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tuba, blessings, congratulations to those who have seen me and brought iman. لمن رآني وآمن بي. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَطُوبَى ثُمَّ طُوبَى. And then طُوبَى. 7 times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated. For those who brought and will bring iman without even seeing me. وَلَمْ يَرَنِي. And Allah mentions this in the Quran, in Surah Jumu'ah. Isn't it? It's Jumu'ah, isn't it? وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ. There are others coming. They haven't come yet. لَمَّا. Not yet. But they are coming. This shows that the ummah will be coming. And brothers, how fortunate to bring and have this opportunity to have this iman. To have this firm iman that impressed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how fortunate are we to have this iman. That's why we have to value this iman. And be so appreciative that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to people after him as what? You tell me. As his brothers. Imagine to be a brother of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Isn't it astonishing? Isn't it amazing? Shouldn't it bring us joy that we should have this yearning desire? Oh Allah, I want to be close to my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to emulate his ways. I want to bring alive his sunan. I want to teach the world about him. I want the whole world to know who is my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because I want to take his du'as. Isn't it amazing? I want to share this ayah with you. Chapter 40, 41 and 42 of the Quran. Who can tell me what is chapter 40? Chapter 40 is Al-Mu'min. Chapter 41 is Fussilat, Hamim Fussilat. So these are Hawamim. And chapter 42 is Hamim Shura. Now these three, look how beautiful. And this is our study of the Quran. Every one of us have to learn more and more of the Quran. In Al-Mu'min, the chapter starts with Allah's qualities. Hamim, Tanzeelul Kitabi min Allahil Azizil Alim. غافر الذنب وقابل التوب شديد العقاب ذي الطول لا إله إلا هو إليه المصير. Starts with Allah's qualities. Interestingly, in Hazrat Umar's time, there was a youngster. He wasn't a Sahabi. He was a young man attending the discourses, but he started joining bad company. So one is the harm of bad company. The other is Hazrat Umar concerned. Where is he? Why is not here? There's so many people there, one man not there. Imagine Hazrat Umar knows. So Hazrat Umar wrote a letter to him. These ayat here. And then Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, when the man came back, he said, this is what you do when you lose a brother. Have care for him. The next surah, Hamim Fussilat. Kitabun Fussilat Ayatu. قرآنا عربيا لقوم يعلمون بشيرا ونذيرا فأعرض أكثرهم فهم لا يسمعون. The previous chapter starts with the qualities of Allah. This chapter starts with the qualities of كلام الله. كتاب فصلت آيات قرآنا عربيا. Allah's كلام's qualities. In the previous chapter, Allah brings from verses 28 right till 45, 3 pages of the da'i. وقال رجل مؤمن من آل فرعون يكتم إيمانه أتقتلون رجلا أن يقول ربي الله. Three pages of a man giving da'wah. In Fussilat, Allah brings the qualities of a da'i. Starting from chapter 41, from verses 28. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those who believe, firm yaqeen, رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, my Rabb is Allah, my Rabb is Allah. This is our tarbiyah throughout our life. Throughout the Quran Sharif, Alhamdulillahi, رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَظِيمِ, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّي. We should feel it in our ruku' and sajda. Allah, you are my Rabb. My Rabb, رَبِّي الْأَعْلَى. رب المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا هو رب المشرقين ورب المغربين. Now verses 28, 29 and 30 are about the virtue of dying with iman, with istiqama. And what happens thereafter? تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا. This whole virtue of dying with iman and istiqama. The next discussion, which is verses 31 onward, is what? Imagine. Oh Allah, how will I acquire this istiqamah? Isn't it? Don't we ask that question? قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. If you're studying the translation of the Quran, you should ponder over this. Learn this. And you're making tilawat of the Quran and you are hafiz. Learn this, learn this. Oh Allah, I want istiqamah. I want to die with istiqamah. So what's the next theme? Allah is answering, how are you going to die with istiqamah? Can you imagine how? Allah tells us about 10 qualities of a da'i. If you want to die with iman, as though the Quran is saying, do da'wah, tell others about iman. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. So 10 qualities of a da'i is discussed here in detail. So wherever Quran brings da'wah, Quran brings with the greatest of detail. Then the next surah, Surah Shura, here Allah says istiqamah and then da'wah. In Surah Shura, Allah says da'wah and istiqamah. Can you imagine how great? Yeah, istiqamah to bring da'wah. To get istiqamah, da'wah. In Surah Shura, which ayah? فَلِذَٰلِكَ فَدْعُوا وَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. And here there's 10 points in this. And 10 lessons of iman. And 10 sentences in this one ayah. فَلِذَٰلِكَ فَدْعُوا وَاسْتَقِمْ وَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ وَقُلْ آمَنْتُ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ كِتَابٍ وَأُمِرْتُ لِأَعْدِلَ بَيْنَكُمْ اللَّهُ رَبُّنَا وَرَبُّكُمْ لنا أعمالنا ولكم أعمالكم لا حجة بيننا وبينكم الله يجمع بيننا وإليه المصير. 10 lessons of iman in this one ayah. So 10 qualities of the mu'min is here, like 10 qualities of the da'i is in the previous chapter. And ayat al-kursi is the same, like this rhythm. الله لا إله إلا هو, number one. Number two, الحي القيوم. Number three, لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Number four, له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. Number five, من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. Number six, يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم. Number seven, ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء. وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض. ولا يؤوده حفظهما. Nine, ten, وهو العلي العظيم. To finish off, we're discussing the maqam of this ummah. In this surah Shura, Allah says, شَرَعَ لَكُمْ. O Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has given you such a sharia مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ وَمَا وَصَّيْنَا بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ. What's the rule? What Allah wants us to do? أَنْ أَقِيمُ الدِّينِ. The Quran Sharif doesn't say just practice deen. Quran Sharif says, establish the deen. Like Anbiya alayhi salam, establish the deen. You and I must strive to establish the and aqimu deen. Then Quran Sharif says, wala tatafarraqu fi. Don't split. Don't split. And interestingly, Quran Sharif didn't say don't have ikhtilaf. There is differences of opinion. Quran didn't say wala takhtalifu. Wala tatafarraqu fi. There's a big difference. You can go into the depth of the words. And Allah says, you're giving them da'wah, they don't like it. The mushrikeen. Kabura ala al-mushrikeen ma tad'uuhum ilayh. But carry on giving da'wah. Whether they like it or not. Then Allah says, Allahu yajtabi ilayhi may yasha. Wa yahdi ilayhi may yunib. Two words. Yajtabi and yahdi ilayhi may yunib. Now, two places in the Quran, Allah uses the word yajtabi for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise, this word is used for anbiya alayhim assalam. Huwa ijtabakum is one. Ijtaba is to choose someone for something very lofty and noble. Like Jabiya is a lofty hill. So Allah says, Allahu yajtabi. Hazrat Mufti Ridaul Haq Sahib explains here beautifully that this is not just selection for Islam. This is selection for the work of anbiya. وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبِ is general. But this selection, we have to ask Allah to accept us. Allah give us tawfiq. So this ummah is great. But if we want to do the work of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only Allah can accept us and give us tawfiq to do it. That's why we have to ask Allah, beg Allah, beseech Allah for acceptance. Deen will carry on. Deen will reach. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it will reach every home. With us or without us. Let's ask Allah to accept us. Isn't it, brothers? We are the needy ones. We are the beggars. Allah Ta'ala accept us for His deen. Allah loves those who are humble and asks Allah for acceptance. It's a Mubarak time, a Friday evening, isn't it? أكثر من الصلوات على الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم. With the greatest of love, send salutations. Thousands of salutations. And follow his sunan. Make tahajjud. Take a ghusl. Follow all the sunan. Surah Kahf. Hadith mentions Surah Kahf, Friday evening and Friday in the day. Both are different ahadith. Study these ahadith. So we should read Surah Kahf even repeatedly. Surah Dukhan. Come early to the masjid. And spend our time with importance and value without wasting it. Make our sunan, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi bi rahmatika ya rahman.